very, very strongly about this question of why we would say heter mitzarif le'isser, specifically in the world of Nazir, as opposed to all the other Isurim in the Torah. So what I argued is that, you know, the general approach might be that Machalos Hasuros apply to just a fundamentally different category. These are stigmatized, from a halachic point of view, you know, noxious substances. And as such, it only stands to logical reason that there's no capacity for combination for with heter. It's one thing to say Isurin Shebatorah mitzarfim zayim zayim, or Isurei Nazir mitzarfim zayim zayim. But how can you say that with heter and Isur? But of course, by Nazir, right, one perspective is, yes, the Nazir, through his neder, has created an Isur Gavra, but he can't generate an Isur Cheftza. It's not as if he can stigmatize grapes as prohibited, because they're not prohibited to Tim or to Nathan or to Martin or to Yitzchak. It's simply impossible to generate that status, in which case it naturally combines with Heter, which brings us to the top line of Daf Lamed Vav, Amid Aleph, which I think will again reinforce a proof of concept in terms of what I'm trying to say. Ze'iri Amar Af Se'ar Beval Taktiru Keman Kirab Elazar Darish Kol. So Yehachilin in Chametz Nami and Achanami Alafukem Me'abayi De Amar Yeshaktara Bepachos Mikizayis Kamash Melon in Hakdara Bepachos Mikizayis. So Ze'iri says maybe one other issue. There's an Issa Daraisa, which is a very fascinating issue. Chametz, typically we only think about in terms of chametz b'Pesach, but the truth of the matter is that chametz is also in the Beis HaMikdash year-round with very limited exceptions. Those exceptions being the Karban Toda and the Karban Shtei HaLechem, which is brought on the Chag HaShavuos. As such, there's an Issa D'Araisa, when one is being maktir binachos flour, to do so with either hadi, dvash, or seor. It's in the same pasuk, ki chol seor v'chol dvash lo taktir menu isha l'ashem. So what we're suggesting is even if there's a pachos mikizayis of seor in the context of the haktara, nevertheless, the isa, the flour, the dough will be mitzari flashir. So this would be another case of heter mitzdaref le'iser, but I would say that this falls precisely into the framework of the analysis that we tried to suggest yesterday, because with respect, of course, to Sa'or, even if we'll say that in the Beis HaMikdash that there's a specific restriction against Sa'or, to define it as something which is fundamentally or categorically prohibited is obviously not possible, because Sa'or is the mainstay of everything that we do, in terms of we say lo halalechem levado yichya adam, you can't live on bread alone, ki al kombo tza pi Hashem yichya adam. But to be perfectly candid, right, we live right in kemach in Torah, so the idea that Sa'or could have a total shame iser, I think, is exactly the point. Yosef Rav Dimi, the Kamer LaHashmaitza, so Esrei Abaye, Abaye asked the following question. So let's say you have a liquefied truma, Hamakvah Shel Truma, V'Hashum V'Hashemen Shel Chulin, and then there's oil or garlic, and these are Milsa David of the time, but we'll see in a second why that matters. They have a pungent quality to them. V'Nagat Ful Yom, V'Miktsasan Pasul As Kulan. So there's a halacha that a tful yom, somebody went to the mikvah but hasn't yet had a harev shemesh, it's not yet seis hakol chavim. So the halacha is that there is an iser for truma, but not for chulin, because it's considered a sheni l'tuma. So here, the tful yom only touched part of them. So how exactly is it posel as kulan? Because only part of this is truma. Inversely, a makba shel chulin v'ashum v'ashem shel truma v'nagot tful yom v'miktsasan lo pasul makom mago v'avinan ba makom mago amai pasul. Why is it pasul? The place that he touched, right? He didn't touch the truma. So amar rabba bar rechana v'yochna matam hol v'zar lo kele b'chazayis. Since a zar would get malkos if there was a kezayis present, but at the end it doesn't seem like that's actually the case. So my time, eh? Top line of Lamed Vav, Amud Beis. Okay, so how do we explain the rationale here? So lav mishum de heter mitzarif l'iser. It must be a situation where we look at the truma and the chulin in conjunction and in combination with one another. So this is again a fascinating idea, because for heter to be mitzarif l'iser, what we suggested is that it can't be a situation where there's something that is completely aser. Truma, again, seems to fall into this framework, because truma, of course, is completely permissible for the Kohen, right? There's an iser zar, but again, you would be much more likely to say that heter is mitzarif l'iser in areas where we're not dealing with a categorical prohibition of ma'achalos ha'asurus. Amalei, lo. So what we're talking about here is that there actually is insufficient density. You don't rely on heter mitzarif l'iser, but there's a sufficient amount of truma present. Again, the truma is subject to the tumah here, based on the tful yom, and therefore it's defined as truma le'inyan tumah ve'achilas pras le'raisi. But kezayis, within the density of the tarovis, that there's a sufficient amount of truma in there, that if you would have pras, which is either 3 or 4 eggs worth, that it would be a sufficient amount of truma. Is that really a din d'arais or something in? So yachem I pligi rabbanu alei de Rabbi Lazar b'kuta chabavli. So why do the rabbis dispute Rabbi Lazar by kuta chabavli? Kuta chabavli comes up in the third parak of Masechta Pesachim. It was a condiment that had an element of chametz to it. It had some bread. But again, there was a huge machlokes there. There's a big discussion in Rabbeinu Tam, whether Bal Yematze will apply in such cases of tarovas chametz, right? Because it's shaloka derech achila. You don't normally eat a kuta chabavli alone. It'd be like somebody saying, what are you having for lunch? And you say, mayonnaise, right? I don't know too many people who do that. That's considered to be, very strange to turn a condiment into the main foodstuffs. So, Amalei Hanach Lakuta Chabali Laka Kizai is a bichde achilas pras. Either Kasarif Le Misra Petela Daita Butla Daita Eitzel Kol Adam. If he'll eat, turn a condiment into like a regular meal. So that for that individual, we say Butla Daita Eitzel Kol Adam is a very important principle in Hilchos Kashrus, that when people behave in abnormal ways, we don't look at that as a kind of a paradigm or a prototype. On the contrary, we see that as atypical and deviant behavior. And so that's a very important idea. So if he starts to consume a massive amount of kuta chabavli, so that would be batla daito etzel kol adam. Alternatively, imishter kashater lo mishkachas kezai is bichtei achilas pras. If he just uses it as a condiment, it won't have a sufficient amount of chametz to be considered kizai is bichtei achilas pras. So esve shtei maduchos, achas shel truma ve'achas shel chulin. So you have ground up spices, one of truma, one of chulin. Ulefanav shtei keros, achas shel truma ve'achas shel chulin. V'naflu elu l'sochelu shtei mutaros. Shani omer chulin l'soch chulin naflu l'struma l'soch truma nafla. V'isa kadaita kizai is bichtei achilas pras doraisa amayam rinan shani omer. So the Gemara says, I didn't really understand. You have truma and chulin in front of you, and then you have, a 50% chance that the truma mixed with the truma, in which case, wonderful. The Kohen can have that, and the chulin mixed with the chula. Why are you allowed to make what we call this tliya? A tliya in halacha is a contingency. Why are you just allowed to project that as if that is what happened with certitude? Who knows if that's what actually happened? If it's a din d'rabbanan, I could understand safek d'rabbanan l'kula, but if it's a safek d'raisa, we should be machmir. True, there's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rashba, whether the din of Safek Daraisa L'chumra is itself a din Daraisa, like the Rashba says, or whether it's a din Daraisa, like a din Darabanan, like the Rambam says, but we should have to be machmir. So the Gemara assumes, Elamai heter mitzarif l'iser, that this must be a situation where what we're saying is that heter is mitzarif for the iser that combines. So Amayam Rinan Shani Omer. So the Gemara responds, no, the reason that you have the right to be lenient in this situation is Hanach Trumas Tivlin Dirabanan, that this is only Truma on a Dirabanan level. So even if the Truma, the spices will get mixed in with Chulin, so we have the right to be Makom Safik, to be Mekel, because the stakes are only stakes at a Dirabanan level. Okay. So Ace Ve Ach Shtekupos, the two vessels in front of you, achashul truba, veachashul chulin, v'neish teisayin, achashul chulin, achashul truba, v'nafel elu socheilu, you have no idea which one fell to which, shneim mutarid, everything is permissible, shalom al Yisrael, the truma went to the truma, the chulin went to the chulin, shani omer chulin, the sochulin nafla, truma latoch, truma nafla, v'yisakadayta chizayiz v'chdei achilas pras, de'araisa, asr, amaya minan shani omer, why would we be lenient? Top line of Lamed Zayin and Aleph, if we say that the whole discussion is predicated in heter mitzarif leiser, kigon dinefishi chulin, so it makes perfect sense that if there's a very significant amount of chulin, so then we'll say that that's going to overwhelm the isel. Didcha damar mishum diika kizayis bichtei achilas pras kinefishi chulin my havi. How is that going to help? The reality is there's still a sufficient amount of iser of truma mixed in there. So Amalei Hanachal Truma Bizman Azeh Derabanan. So again, we come back to the idea that it's only a Savik Derabanan, so we have the right to be Mekel. So again, if you go through the cases, we're really just conceptually expanding what it is that we said yesterday, the issue of Heter Mitzarif LeIsser is clearly in cases where we're not dealing with something which is an Isser Chafza. We're dealing with something that's usur, right, to only a subset of individuals. So, for example, we can discuss in the context of the Beis HaMikdash, only an Isser and Mikdash, ki chol sa'ar, v'chol devash lo saktir v'menu, isha l'ashem. We could discuss it in conjunction with Truma, and I think that's very consistent. We also saw an additional point, that it is possible for somebody to eat a kizayis of iser b'chlei achilas pras, but if it's in an abnormal way, so that's really not considered kiderech achila. And we say but l'daito etzel kol adam. Before we conclude, I just wanted to share one additional perspective about the possibility of heter mitzarif l'iser b'inyan the iser of haktara kichol se'or v'chol devash lo saktiru yimenu isha l'ashem, which is just a thought that I wanted to stress. So again, the issue was that you have to have kizayis to be makdir, and you lack that. So the isa, the dough of heter, is mitzarif to the iser if you have pachos mikashir of se'or. And I said, okay, well, maybe that makes sense, because the se'or itself, it's hard to say se'or is really a chefza disur. I'd just like to introduce one additional suggestion that I think is relevant as well. When it comes to se'or, it may fall into the general category in halacha, which we refer to as a davar hamamid. A davar hamamid ain't no batal. That davar hamamid is something which gives something its structure. So even if you have a minute amount, it's not subject to the relative halachos of bitl, because without it, the object would not have existed, certainly not in its present state. So maybe that's the basis of heter mitzarif l'iser, in conjunction with the Sa'ar. Really, you have, even if you assume that Sa'ar has a Shem Isser, but you have Pachos Mikashir, so why is the Heter being Mitzdarif to it? But the issue is that this isn't any regular Isser. The Sa'ar, the yeast, is what turns the Isa into its shape, into bread, into flour, right? It gives gives structure, and it changes it, right? That's what yeast does as a catalytic agent. So we might suggest that that's a unique case where it makes sense to say that the heter is mitzarif the iser, because the heter is defined by the iser. It naturally takes on the shape. And you could say that about other areas, most of David of the time as well. So I think that whether you take the perspective that se'or really isn't a shame iser, because outside the base of mikdash, it's permissible, or you take the position that it's really like a davar hamamid, either way, it represents an exception to the general framework of heter mitzarif l'iser. Okay, so we shall hold it up there, and I just wanted to wish everybody, a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. Special mazel tov again to the Levard family, and enjoy the dusting.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.
You too.
Okay.
Bye. What's the difference when you say?